Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know mine and mine know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Last week, I spoke to you about the letter which Pope Francis penned recently, which is his definition of holiness. And it's a definition that is exactly the opposite of what I was taught when I was learning Catholicism. He writes in the letter that we think of holiness as those who go off in extended periods of prayer. And he said that is not the case. He said, I prefer to think of holiness in the patience of God's people, in parents who love, raise a child with immense love, in husbands and wives who work hard to support their family, in the sick, and in the elderly who never lose their smile. He goes on later in the letter to say that Catholicism is not a single issue religion, that when it comes to life issues, we cannot be focused singularly on one issue, but we are focused on life from the womb to the tomb. And that means we focus on abortion, but we also focus on the poor, the homeless, the immigrant, the prisoner, the dying. It is one seamless garment from womb to tomb. Now, if I'm correct in my assumption that I'm convinced the Holy Spirit is speaking through this man, then we all need to do two things. Number one, we need to be attentive to what he's saying, because he's teaching us a whole different way of looking at our faith. And if it is the Spirit speaking, then the Spirit is telling us we're going in the wrong direction, and we need to listen so we can righten the ship. I will do everything I can to include in the bulletin things that he says. But whenever you have an opportunity to hear what he is teaching us, I beg you, listen to it. We all need to relearn our faith. Secondly, anyone who looks at this nation today knows that there are two Americas. We are deeply, deeply divided and polarized along a cultural divide. And the rhetoric, the inflamed rhetoric that is flowing out of Washington today only intensifies that divide. We have to be one nation, because if we continue in this direction, it is lethal and it is fateful for our future. I may have shared this story with you before. If I did, I apologize. But remember, I'm getting of the age where you're going to start to hear a lot of repetition, so get used to it. My good friend Steve Scully, who is the White House correspondent, tells the story that the day the Republican Gerald Ford was named President of the United States to replace the disgraced Richard Nixon, the first person into the Republican Ford's office was a Democratic leader of the House, Tip O'Neill. And Tip O'Neill said to Gerald Ford, Jerry, you're the best thing that could ever happen to this country. You're the one person who can bring us healing, and I give thanks to Almighty God that you're that man. Now listen, I'm going to go out to the microphone and beat the hell out of you for 5 minutes, but but then I'll be back, and let's sit down together and figure out how you and I can work for the good of this country. And that is not happening today among political leadership. Instead, they form ideological stances and they refuse to budge from them. Compromise is the art of politics. It's the only way you get things done. And they refuse to budge. Instead, they spend all of their time looking for a crack or a weakness in their opponent so that they can attack. And nothing is being done for the good of this country. And it is lethal. We are one nation under God. And until we come back to that, we're in trouble. I say all that because I fear that the same problem is creeping into the church. There is very, very strong resistance to Pope Francis, coming from cardinals and bishops everywhere across the country. The ousted White House aide, Steve Bannon, heads a group of people headquartered out of Virginia that is strongly opposed to everything that Pope Francis does. And it's driving a wedge between us. It is fine for us to differ in our opinions, to argue about those opinions, but we are one people under God. We are God's people, and we cannot allow division to destroy us. Amen.